is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rocking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this Freaky Friday, we already got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Lundy, plus 100 odds or greater. That is the requirement. Give the people who are stuck in their homes through this monster winter storm that's impacting 240 million individuals across the nation a reason why they're going to feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, let's see if we can feel warm and fuzzy by going north of the border where it's even colder than it is everywhere else. And let's take advantage of Vegas taking on Toronto on the ice. I mean, as long as you guys are freezing, why don't you come with me on the plus bus? Sure. When we're talking about the plus odds, let me go to Mark Stone. Let's see if he will be bloodshot eyes for the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. A little stoned goal. How about that? Plus 190 over at DraftKings. Why do I like this? Couple of things. First and foremost, he is on a 13-game point streak right now. And sometimes when you see that, you see a lot of assists. It's not the case with Stone. In his 13 games, 20 points, 10 goals, 10 assists. Very, very accurate in that. But most importantly, these two teams, that's right, the Golden Knights and the Leafs, just played 8 days ago. And guess who scored? Oh, yeah, this guy. Mark Stone, this was part of his point streak. He got a goal against Toronto. Now they turn around and play again. That was a Vegas win, by the way, 6-5 in overtime. I don't know if we're going to see something with that high of scoring this evening, but I do think that the scoring for Vegas, part of it will continue to run through the captain in Mark Stone. Let him keep rolling on that point streak. By the way, his line mate, Jack Eichel, he is on, I think it's a 10-game point streak with 18 points. So if you want to have some fun with Eichel, you can do that as well. But I like Stone to put the biscuit in the basket and get you those plus odds with Stoney.
Oh, catch the buzz, Lundy. I see what you did there. I'm more of the THC beverage kind of guy now because I need it fast. I need it quick, and I don't want to compromise my lungs. All right. Hopefully, I'm going to breathe easy on this one. Little two-legger. Let's keep it simple, folks. I had, before the playoffs began, New England and Seattle going toe-to-toe in Santa Clara for this year's Super Bowl title. I'm not budging. In fact, I could bet on it again right now. So let's go ahead and double, maybe quadruple down. And I kicked in a little odds boost available there at DraftKings on this. New England money line, Seattle money line. We'll stop right there with the boost. Plus 169. Hells to the S. I'm digging in on that. I know Lundy is a bit of a nervous Nelly because he is a Denver Broncos season ticket holder. And, you know, the leg is going to be jostling up and down. He's going to have to consume a few beverages to quell the nerves there at Mile High. I got Jared Stidham, though, under center. And, look, I felt New England's defense has been just terribly underrated all season long. There's issues right now on the front line for the Denver Broncos. They're not wrapping people up. They're not really stonewalling anybody. It could be a big game for Rhamondre Stevenson. Could be a big game for Travion Henderson on the ground. I think the Patriots will find a way to win it, really exerting that pressure on Jared Stidham, though the revenge game narrative probably coursing through the brain of Stidham in that one. And then I think Seattle's going to hold home turf as well against the Los Angeles Rams. Both games the regular season were dynamite. One was a low scoring nip and tuck affair. The other one, a high scoring nip and tuck affair. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. As long as they keep Puka Nacua, I don't know, south of 225 yards, which he had the last time out, I think they'll be able to contain Devontae Adams. I think they'll be able to mitigate the run game of Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. Whole lot of JSN and a whole lot of Kenneth Walker the third. So, yes, I'm going to back Sam Darnold and Seattle there at Lumen in front of the Loonies to get the W. So, again, a recap to recap. I love the little two-leg money line parlay with the odds boost at DraftKings. New England to win. Seattle to win. Plus 169. Better follow, of course. That is up to you. With those bets already on the board, it's time to get after it with another Friday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, you loyal listeners, the Fade Five podcast, I've already heard this, but I'm going to double down yet again because the juice, it hasn't moved. It's still an extraordinary value right now at the score bet on Jared Stidham, 20-plus rush yards against his former employer at a plus 165. Yeah, roll those shoulders and get seduced by the juice. Lundy, New England. In the regular season, gave up 16.2 rush yards per game at the quarterback position. A couple of guys, handful of guys actually, ran for 20 yards against them. But what they are doing a little bit differently than we saw in the warm-up back prior to the playoffs is they're increasing their pressure rate. So the pocket pressure rate has really skyrocketed, just over 21% the regular season. It's over 25% in the postseason. So what does that do? Well, it leads to flush-out opportunities for Jared Stidham, who can run, folks. In four career starts, he's averaging 23 rush yards per game. On occasion, I think he's going to be a little bit of a deer in headlights. I might have a wide open man downfield, but he's like, oh my God, I'm feeling the pressure. I got to tuck and run. And he takes off and maybe gets a 7-8 yard gain and does that four or five times. In those four prior starts in his career, he averaged 5.8 rush yards per attempt. So numero cinco here on the Fade Five countdown. Once again, I'm popping off on Jared Smith, 20-plus rush yards in the all-market against the Patriots, plus 165 at the score bet. Lundy. Better follow.
Yes, absolutely all about this. Again, those of you that are loyal to the pod know that we talked about this earlier this week. I am all about this one. His standard line is at 13.5. I think that is too low. I think that 20 yards is very much in play for him because, frankly, I think that 13.5 number, I think he's going to have that by halftime. There may be some scrambles on his behalf. There also could be some designed runs. Again, keep in mind that Sean Payton knows Stidham, knows what he can do, knows what he's capable of, and is no stranger to having to work with backup quarterbacks. So I not only think that you may see Stidham scramble a couple of times, maybe trying to grab a first down on third and short, something like that. I think you may also see some designed runs out of Sean Payton. I think this is a great bet.
Sprint Stidham! Sprint!
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Friday edition, championship weekend edition in the NFL of the Fade Five. Not Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's going to be chilling on the couch watching the game. We're going to go with the other that being Ramondre Stevenson. I'm going to take him in the anytime touchdown market against your beloved Broncos at a plus 120. Also booked at the score bet. As I mentioned, Denver's kind of come unspooled, unraveled a little bit in the trenches in terms of their overall defense. Since week 12, folks, including the playoffs, they are number 18 in rush EPA defense. Now, in the regular season, they gave up 14 combined touchdowns to the running back position. But Stevenson's been a beast, especially on a per-touch basis throughout the entire year. Lundy is going to shock some people. Number one in yak per attempt, according to Pro Football Focus on the year, was Devon Achane. Number two in that category, Bijan Robinson. Number three, yeah, you guessed it, Ramondre Stevenson. Mind-blowing. With a 3.71 mark in that yak per attempt category, he was also top 20 in missed tackles. Fours, he's averaging 5.9 yards per touch on the year. Then he scored in the regular season nine times. I think he will get a ball to the belly in the red zone, maybe in a goal line package or three. I think he punches one in, cross the chalk, referee puts the arms up, and I do a dance in my living room. So numero quattro here on the countdown, Ramondre Stevenson, anytime touchdown against the Broncos, plus 120 at the score bet. Lundy, better follow.
Can I just pass on anything that involves the Patriots?
They're going to score, brah. I don't think the Broncos can shut them out.
Like, this is just, This is going to be painful, Brad. It's going to be painful.
It may not be.
Like, you got to get over to, like, Kalshi or something like that. I want the over-under on the number of times that they show Bo Nix on the sideline, right? Because it's got to be, like, 8.5 minimum.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, him over there in his little Broncos stocking cap and the whole, you know, I just, yes, Ramondre's going to score. Ramondre's going to do a lot. I've got a bet that involves Stevenson in bonus time that I'll throw out there for you guys. But I just, I'm already depressed.
Hey, Lundy, you might want to put some Bailey's, or I suggest tequila, in that mug, mi amigo.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Let's build a same game parlay, a little SGP, and come with me if you are buying what I am selling. And simple two-legger here, folks. Let's go with a pair of receiving powerhouses in Rams and Seahawks. Leg numero Jackson Smith and Jigba, also known as JSN, 80-plus receiving yards. And leg numero Puka Nacua, 80-plus receiving yards, plus 136 on that simple two-legger there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I think both these guys are very strong shots of reaching the century mark. But being the coward that I am, let's reduce the overall line, and we still get an attractive juice as a result. Breaking down JSN and his overall matchup, his standard line right now is at 90.5. Pretty much universally in all the books. And a guy who's facing a Rams defense, number 14 in dropback EPAD since week 12. So middle of the pack, not really shut down. 11 guys have gone over 90 yards against the Rams through the air, the wide receiver position this season. All he needs is 80. Probably going to get a lot of Durant in coverage, who has given up the 19th most yards of any corner in the league this season. When you look at JSN, the workload is always vigorous. 9.6 targets per game. And I know what you're thinking. Well, what are you doing against San Francisco, man? He only had 4 catches south of 20 yards, but did have a touchdown. No two games are really ever the same. JSN in the regular season, number 2 in total yards, number 4 in total yak, number 2 in yards per route run. He went for 105 and 96 against the Rams in those 2 prior meetings. I think he'll go for at least 80. And going to Puka, yes, the Seahawks are number 2 in dropback EPAD since week 12. And yeah, he's going to see some job and coverage. He's only given up 51.8% catch rate, 74.8% passer rate as assignments. But the last time Nacua played against the Hawks, he had 225 yards. Now, he only went for 75 in the other matchup. But this is a guy who was number 1 in the NFL in the season and total yak among all wideouts, number 1 in yards per route run. He's seeing 10.4 targets per game, minimum, Lundy, minimum 7 receptions. He gets that kind of volume, he's going to cross the 80-yard threshold needed. So to recap, numero tres there with the Fade 5 countdown, same game parlay, JSN, 80-plus receiving yards, Nacua, 80-plus receiving yards, plus 136 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Better follow.
This is nice and simple. You could bring it down, bring down the juice, get away from the plus 136, get down to about plus 110, maybe plus 108 if you want to back this down. But 80 feels very solid for both of these guys. JSN, I think, is going to eclipse 90, if not more. So I feel really good there. And I mean, man, it's Puka Nacua. I mean, this is his opportunity to shine. And if the Rams are going to pull off the upset, they are going to need Puka big time. So I like putting this thing together. I think that you will see Stafford look Nakua's way quite a bit, and we already know what JSN's capable of.
Hells to the yes. And if you want more hells to the yes options for sports betting, maybe championship weekend, maybe the NHL, maybe a little college basketball, go to my free site, thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. Oh, yeah. Did I mention that keyword? It's free. I don't charge you a single penny. And although they really don't exist anymore, Lundy's always free and transparent spreadsheet lives there. Mine does as well. So you can always check out all of our picks. Yes, folks, they are our actual plays. Yes, folks, We are tracking everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's a roller coaster ride and betting at Lundy and I live every single stinking day. I've already got my prop picks in full detail with the written word for the AFC Championship, for the NFC Championship, live on the site, the Bracket Big Board. It's back, baby! And I'm updating that bad boy constantly. I'm going to be adding some bells and whistles this weekend. That's comments. Everything else is already in place. Fancy schmancy, slightly new layout, much cleaner. It's beautiful, Lundy, to say the least. You can ask me a question. Click Ask Brad. Just check out all of our awesome content. We're going to have you all delivering content all the way through the Super Bowl and through crowning a champ in the NCAA tournament. You get it all for free at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Friday edition of the Fade of Five Countdown. I love this one, Lundy. Kyren Williams, over 2.5 receptions at a +115 at DraftKings. Now, if you check out the Always Free Transparent spreadsheet, I got a much higher juice earlier in the week. So if you want to grab this at plus money, we're taping this bad boy on a Friday. I suggest you do it ASAP because I would not be surprised if it's like -105, maybe even a -110 come kickoff. The area of vulnerability for Seattle, they're an extraordinary defensive team. You can make the argument them and Houston, they were born on the two best defensive units in the NFL the entire year. But what Seattle likes to give up, nickel and dimers, a lot of dump off, quick hitting passes to backs that scored out of the backfield and live in the flat. In the regular season, they allowed 97 receptions to the running back position. And Kyren Williams, last time he faced Seattle, he had 6 targets. He had 3 catches. In fact, he's gone over this prop in 3 of his last 4 games. So I think he's going to be a check down Charlie in this one and really catch them all. So Kyren Williams, love this wager. Over 2.5 receptions in Seattle, +115 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
You know, I have a hard time agreeing with everything, especially going into a championship weekend where I am going to be at Mile High Stadium freezing all my appendages off.
Drink up, man. Pack a flask.
Hey, look, I don't need you encouraging that type of behavior, Brad. I think that it's important that we remain responsible. I think we need to maintain all of our clarity, all of our who the freak am I kidding? I am going to have to load up on some hot toddies to be able to stay warm this upcoming. At least the game's not on Saturday. It's actually even colder here in Denver on Saturday than it will be on Sunday. Sunday, we're going to be looking at right around freezing level 32 at kickoff, whereas if it were going to be tomorrow on Saturday, we'd be in the teens. So at least it's a little bit better. Brad, I think he's going to finish right with 2, to be honest with you. I think he's going to have to fade you on this one, my man.
That's absolutely brutal. What I will say, Lundy, is shrinkage.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with an exotic bet. I found this this morning, doing a little bit of research, and my eyes popped out of my sockets and out of my head. Rashid Shaheed, are you shocked? That made number one on the countdown? Well, he shouldn't be. I'm taking the over on not receptions, not receiving yards, not any time touchdown, because he has a big role on special teams. Rush yards. That number is sitting at just 4.5, Lundy, against the Rams at a -115 there at BetMGM. The Rams, like Denver, have kind of struggled in the trenches here down the home stretch since week 12, number 17. In rush EPA defense, 7 wide receivers on the year have ran for at least 4.5 or 5 yards. That would be the over on this against them. They give up 88 in the regular season on the ground to wideouts. You look at Shaheed, he went 1 for 2 in the first Rams matchup and 1 carry for 31. And the other, and if you go back to last week against the Niners, 2 carries for 27 yards. In fact, He has hit the over on 4.5 rush yards in 5 of 10 games as a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Remember, he came over via trade right before the deadline from the New Orleans Saints. So I think everything's going to be thrown on the table. I think Shaheed's going to get an end around at some point. All I am asking is one lousy carry. I know in the first game he did have that one lousy carry and went for 2 yards. Hopefully it will be better blocked. He's got elite speed. He's got the shimmy. He's got the shake. Get me 5, bro. And we're cashing in a numero uno here on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And that being Rashid Shaheed over 4.5 rush yards against LA -115 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade to follow.
Yes. Tough one. I have to follow. No, I have to follow this one because, Brad, you ready for some plus odds on the same concept? Are you ready to have some fun? Let's kick it into bonus time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Call me intrigued, Lundy. So our weather in the NFL, maybe the NHL, college basketball, somewhere else. Give me all the bets. And most importantly, bat lead off with what you were just enticing me with there, mi amigo.
Brad, here we go. You like to call it a one catch cash, a little OCC.
Yeah, OCC.
However, with Rashid Shaheed, you are going for basically a one rush catch or one rush cash. Excuse me. Try saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even have anything in this coffee yet this morning to be able to be talking like that. Brad, I found my gem within the Patriots-Broncos game for Sunday over at DraftKings. Give me Marvin Mims over 2.5 rushing yards at +111.
Oh, yeah.
I would take that all diggity day long. Couple of reasons why. Let me give you a little bit of the backstory here. First and foremost, I think that Sean Payton knows that he's got to break out all the tricks this weekend, right? So you want to be able to do that. I could see him getting Mims involved. Remember, Mims was the leading receiver for the Broncos last weekend, okay? But let's look at this. First of all, Mims has done this 7 times this season, okay? But he also had 2 other times where he finished with 2 yards. So, yes, could I get Captain Hooked? Of course, but he's done it 7 times. But, folks, 10 different wide receivers have done this to the Patriots this season, including Malik Washington, who did it in both games against the Patriots. I think Sean Payton's paying attention to the film. I think he knows he can get creative against this defense. He can try to get away from that rush defense on the inside of the lines, get Mims out to the outside, and it is +111 at DraftKings. If the cold weather is already causing you a bit of shrinkage, you can go over to Caesars and you can bet this at over under 1.5 yards. But you're going to pay juice. You're going to pay -110. In my opinion, I would rather take the +111 at DraftKings and roll the dice on getting to that magic 3 number. But if for some reason you're not comfortable with that, you can play him at 1.5, but you're going to pay standard juice over at Caesars on that one. I found that one on Mims earlier today. By the way, it's not at all the books, but it is specifically at DraftKings, and you can get it at plus odds. FanDuel has it, but it's at like +106, I think. So DraftKings is giving you an extra 5 cents. Unfortunately, this number has come down. I got it at 42.5. It's at 40.5 right now. There's a big part of me that would still play it at 40.5, and that is the under on RJ Harvey rushing yards. His efficiency for this team has gone straight down the drain. He's averaging about 3.2 yards per carry lately. It's just not happening. It certainly wasn't happening against Buffalo. And folks, Buffalo's rush defense sucks, and RJ Harvey still couldn't get it going. I don't have any update for anybody. I don't have any inside information on J.K. Dobbins. All I will tell you is that if you were paying attention over the course of the last month, this was the weekend that J.K. Dobbins was targeting. He even hinted at it on social media, okay? So I think he is going to try to give it a go. I think the Broncos are going to activate him. I don't know how efficient he's going to be, but I think if they can get J.K. Dobbins out there, they are going to fire it up with all the shots and cortisone that they possibly can with this guy. and take advantage of it. You're going to pay some juice, but I do like the over at 19.5 for completions when it comes to our boy Jarrett Stidham. Why do I believe that? Because, again, I know that they don't want him to make any mistakes. I know that game manager, and I'm using the air quotes here, is a bad term, but I think that's what they're going to be looking for. But it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't still hit this completions number, because, again, Sean Payton has faith in this guy, folks. What he's saying at the podium that you've been watching all week is not BS. He really loves Stidham. So I think he's going to let Jarrett throw the ball. And if that happens, I think he gets above the 19.5 in terms of his pass completions. I don't know what the number is, but take the over on Nick Benito for a sack. You're talking about Drake May. He's been sacked, what, top three, top two in the NFL so far this season. And a reminder about the Broncos, folks, they led the league in stats or in sacks, but in the statistical column, the distance between the Broncos at number one and the team at number two is greater than the distance from number two to number nine in total sacks this year. That's how dominant the Broncos were in terms of sacks. VJ is going to pull out the stops and try to put Drake May on his ass as best he can, try to take advantage of the noise level in Denver, because it's going to be loud at the stadium. Last weekend, folks, was the loudest I have ever heard that football stadium in my now 16 seasons of covering this team and being at the games. That was as loud as I've heard it, which means it's going to get even louder this weekend. I think that's going to wreak a little bit of havoc in the huddle when it comes to Drake May. And I think if that happens, Nick Benito gets after it. So take him to wind up with a sack. One more for you on the ice. I mentioned that I liked Mark Stone for an anytime goal at plus 190. Okay. If you think, oh, well, you know, maybe Stoney's going to wind up with an assist or something like that, here's a plus odds that you can do. Take Stone just for a point instead of a goal, okay? And then add to that Mika Zibanejad of the New York Rangers, who are on the road taking on the San Jose Sharks late tonight. Take him for a point. Zibanejad has 19 points in his last 10 games. It's basically him, Eichel, and Mark Stone that are on these crazy point streaks right now. So you could take Stone just for a point, Zibanejad for a point. That's going to pay you out at plus 108 over at DraftKings. If, like I said, if you want to avoid the goal, but just take him to take something on the tally, I think you can feel pretty good about that. Again, my two favorite bets for this weekend, I love Mims on the rushing yards at plus odds, and I love Stidham at 20 or more rushing yards as well. Stiddy up, folks. That is the slogan here in Denver for the weekend. And let's see. The other one that I've seen. Let's see, Brad, if this turns into the Mile High Stiddy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's the other dad joke that I've been seeing all week. Yeah. Folks, as always, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman stuck in Illinois in single degree temperatures.
Yeah, I'm not going to dare to go outside. Truth be told, my lovely Norfolk Terrier, Kirby, I opened the door this morning. He looked up me once he felt the cold air, and he said, GTFO, I ain't going outside. He didn't go out. I actually had to put him on a leash and get him near the nearest bush to lift his leg, and immediately he like hightailed it back into the home. Because he's like, I ain't doing this at minus 1 degree. Crazy. All right. Let's go to the team. Huevos, a parlay play of NFL Championship Sunday. Let's go to Lundy's Neck of the Woods on a same game parlay. I want to take the under on the Broncos team total on that alt number at 24.5. That's leg numero uno. Leg numero dos, Jarrett Stidham. 10 plus rush yards. Okay, we'll take down a little bit and hit hopefully that number. Leg numero tres, Drake May, 50 plus rush yards. You know he's got to probably call his own number at least 4 or 5 times on the ground. And leg numero cuatro, all I need, Lundy, 30 plus rush yards out of Ramondre Stevenson. That is it. So again, same game parlay, Denver under 24.5 team total points. Jarrett Stidham, 10 plus rush yards. Drake May, 15 plus rush yards. And rah, 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 Stevenson, 30 plus rush yards, plus 174. You kidding me? Yeah, built there at DraftKings. I love getting creative with the SGPs. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, I like AJ Barner quite a bit. I'm just took him on his standard receiving yards number of 26 and a half at a minus 115 at BetMGM. And the two games against the LA Rams earlier this season, 14 receptions, 119 yards, and a touchdown combined in those two games. You look at the Rammies, 12 guys have gone over 26 and a half receiving yards at the tight end position against them. They gave up 45.6 receiving yards per game to the position. I understand he opened up a Krispy Kreme shop against the Niners. But he will be able to get it done. He's got great separation. And again, the Rams are vulnerable over the middle of the field defending the tight end. So I like Barner over 26 and a half receiving yards in that game. Elsewhere, in one of the conference title games, Kenneth Walker III, I'll just take the over on receptions at 3.5. Get that at plus money right now at BetMGM. I also like the over on rush yards at 85.5. No Zach Charbonnet all day. And again, the Rams have had troubles defending there in the trenches. And if you want to build another parlay and get kind of crazy with the cheese whiz in that game, same gamer, Rams plus 10.5, Walker 15-plus receiving yards, Walker 3-plus receptions. So take the hook out on the receptions line. I get the plus 106. Easy enough there at DraftKings. I see that one coming home. I'll have a ton more plays in the NFL on my always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. So check it out. Let me give you a couple of college basketball plays. Man, the schedule is getting shifted all about right now, the world of college basketball. Due to the weather, games getting canceled, games getting moved way up. Small schools going to be playing back-to-backs. Because the teams are already there. They're like, hey, we got to play you later. Why don't we just get it in now? It's kind of wild what is going on because of this very impactful and historic southern tracking storm in the United States. So make sure you check out and see, you know, what the times are and, you know, what is at stake and whether or not there's going to be back-to-backs and all that jazz. But anyway, on this Friday, I'm going to play a little same gamer. Michigan, and this is an SGB plus. Take the Wolverines down to minus 4.5. They're playing Ohio State. I'll jack the number up for the Buckeyes to plus 25.5. So Michigan has to win by 5 to 25 points. And then I'm going to tack on Akron on the money line and Utah State plus 5.5. They're actually favored by 4.5 against Colorado State. I'll stop right there. So Michigan minus 4.5, Ohio State plus 25.5, Akron money line, Utah State plus 5.5, plus 106. I built that one at DraftKings. And one early play on a Saturday, because the line is already out, and my God, I'll probably have like 15 tickets open. I'm trapped. I got nothing to do. It's snowing. It's ice and bitter cold. I got tequila. I got a big screen television. I got a fireplace. I ain't moving. The over-under on calories burn, 2.5, I believe, for your boy this weekend. But anyway, tomorrow, I love the University of Virginia at home taking on North Carolina. I'm laying the 6.5, Lundy. I think this Virginia team is damn good under Ryan Odom. They have a shot to make a very deep run in the NCAA tournament. They're number one in Torvik in games played since January 1st. Carolina's kind of fallen off a shelf. Why? Their defense sucks. They're 359 in AFGD over their last six games. They're giving up 48.8% from way downtown. So the Ryder and Thomas, Mallory, and White, those guys got to light them up from beyond the arc. So I like Virginia. They could blow out the Tar Heels. I will lay the 6.5 there in Charlottesville. All right. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Friday edition of the Feed 5 Podcast. So do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review at your leisure, at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy. Huevo, stay warm if you're being impacted by the weather, America. Hopefully you stocked up. I saw grocery store shelves in the greater DC area were completely empty for like bread and milk and other important goods. Stay inside, watch all the sports action, fire off some bets. Lundy, good luck to your Broncos. Again, pack that flask. Drink out like three of them honestly, before the game, you'll feel a lot better. And that'll keep you warm and fuzzy inside. And maybe your Broncos will pull off the impossible. Until next time, folks, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. I'm so cold.